It's a message to U.S. Naval Intelligence and to less so to Donald Trump, but to the U.S. military. This is a warning. With absolute certainty, there has been discussion in the Israeli military. How can we get a missile hit on a U.S. aircraft carrier and blame it on Iran? How could we do this? And they discuss it. They've had high-level meetings about it. Our best friends, our best allies. That does the Hannibal directive on their own people and their own soldiers. Yeah, they're just like us. If you're in the U.S. military and you believe that, then you don't know about the word honor, military honor. Would you fight for a group, a military structure that when you were wounded in the battlefield, that's a lot convenient, a lot easier for us. They finish you off themselves. Yeah, they're just like us, the Jewish Israelis, rats. No, they're not. They're nothing like us. They're nothing like us. Nothing like us. Be careful. They're going to try to hit a U.S. carrier and sink it. And this is a message. Now, this is here's the message for Trump, because the military message doesn't affect him. He's a piece of shit. He's caught in the Epstein, blackmail network. You know, this is the government run by the Epstein class. You know, this is the Epstein Justice Department, the Epstein FBI cover-ups, And yes, all your senators and congressmen were covering it up, You want to hate the people like Pam Bondi, and you want the people that are attacking her to have integrity, but the people that are attacking her are just lowlives, total lowlives, So when a complete, an even bigger lowlife like Pam Bondi says, "Hey, you guys are lowlives," she's telling the truth. That's the one thing she is telling the truth about when Pam Bondi gets up there. And then these lowlives pretend now that they're morally upstanding, and they're not just, Jewish dick smokers, all of them, give more standing ovations to Netanyahu than Abraham Lincoln or Kennedy ever got. And Benjamin Netanyahu gets all the standing ovations. Anybody who did a standing ovation for Netanyahu should be voted out of office. I can't imagine that not every single district has a race. That shows you how much of a beaten people we are, because it should be easy to get rid of these rats, right? Maybe some places in the Deep South, maybe not so easy to get rid of these rats. But I think most thinking people don't want these Jewish rats in our lives anymore. But be careful. The Jews are going to do another USS Liberty. And for those of you in the U.S. military who don't know the story of the USS Liberty, there's something wrong with you, so you better know that story. Otherwise, you're an embarrassment. So don't be embarrassing and learn your history. But be careful, because Google's bound to say something like, "No, the Jews didn't do it." Well, they spent all this money to get AI to say, "No, Netanyahu's awesome." Be careful. They're going to try to put a U.S. aircraft carrier. And so this message goes out to that fucking fat-ass idiot Donald Trump. Okay, if you're not going to give a shit about the lives of tens of thousands of little children that you personally supervised the extinguishing and under excruciating suffering, cement blocks crushing you to death, probably taking 2-3 hours sometimes, sometimes instantly, sometimes maybe 10 hours to die. Donald Trump doesn't even have the ability to even understand any of this. He can't understand any of this. He's a fat old guy who just wants more gold, decorations. You know, he thinks if he puts these gaudy, you know, he's putting these gaudy applications of these golden, you see all these golden flourishments, carvings that they're like putting double-sided tape on it, sticking to the fireplace behind him, and putting all these like gold things on the chairs and gold. You see, oh, they're sticking in a gold. I hope they're using removable adhesive because, and here's another message to Trump, who's putting his name on everything. Dude, when you're gone, you have no idea how much fun it's going to be to tear down your stupid face that you're putting everywhere now and just throwing it in the garbage like we did to Pam Bondi. It's the same thing's going to happen to you. It'll be Trump's putting all these posters as if that's going to make up for the fact that he's a tool of Jewish money. He's just a creep, total creep, right? So there's going to be that moment when he's out that everybody tears the Trump's and signs down. You'll see all these like government Trump pictures that are posters and paintings and everything, and you're going to see people in the street just stomping on them. We should be doing that right this second. And Reuters is saying, oh yes, Trump's rating is down. Yeah, he only has a 30% approval rating. No, he doesn't. Gallup, the father of the original Gallup, who started the Gallup poll sometime, I think it was in the 1940s or 1950s, but I think it was the 1940s or maybe 1930s, the famous Gallup poll. So the father, they interviewed the son, and the son had and the interview, of course, now 30 years ago or so, 40 years ago, it was a long time ago. But he said that at times of war, we always lie about the popularity of the president. We always do everything we can to puff up the president's numbers and to puff up the statistics. And, you know, us polling organizations can be relied on to not give you accurate polling information when we need it most. You know, and during times of war is actually when you that the poll that's the whole point of polling organizations. Well, the prime number one original U.S. most credible polling organization, the guy who founded it, said that, yeah, when wartime, we just lie our asses off about everything. Oh no, Trump has 30% approval rating. Bullshit. Trump has single digits, and those people knuckles are dragging along the ground, or they're in an institution. Be careful. Be careful, Trump. Your golf courses in America, your real estate, your Trump towers, when your Jewish master sets up and hits a U.S. aircraft carrier and it sinks, your Jewish Trump tower, that ugly looking tower that I had to look at all my life living in New York. Ugly. It looks like the sign, the word Trump, he puts like these square edges, so it looks like it's made out of formica, like the formica countertop. So it's always like these stupid flat edges, and there's no, that's because it is. It's like formica. It's cheapest. Trump signs are the cheesy. The Trump buildings are the cheesiest things, right? But they're going to be worth nothing. You're not going to get a nickel for them when the first U.S. aircraft carrier. And yes, your Jewish masters are trying their best to think, how can we fake it? How can we hit it? How can we send a hypersonic missile to hit it? And then we'll blame it on the Iranians, and we'll get in there and we'll hide the evidence, and the U.S. government will protect, and U.S. government is going to be complicit in it because we're the Jews. We just take, you know, we're promising the heads of each military unit that they will end up with a lucrative position in a Jewish-controlled security or Jewish-controlled think tank or Jewish-controlled military weapons manufacturer. just play good with Team Jew and let Team Jew lie, seek, cheat, and steal from the American people. Team Jew just set the US soldiers up to their death. And you'll be well paid. That's how Team Jew does it. That's how Team Jew does it. Every piece of shit in Washington that's singing the tune of Netanyahu is get money. Every one of them. Money. Getting money. It's about money. No one would give a shit for this piece of shit if it wasn't for the money. No one would care. Be careful. Your real estate's gonna be worth nothing.